Before I can even put eyes on him, I hear his voice, and he exclaims my name with more enthusiasm than I think I'd ever heard it spoken with before. I mean, he comes and just gives me the biggest hug, like just the most disarmingly warm embrace. He's telling me how excited he is to be working together and how much fun we're going to have doing our lightsaber training, and it was immediately apparent to me that I was meeting someone truly special. Not just as an actor, but as a person. And I was meeting a friend.
That's actor Hayden Christensen, who spoke at the ceremony of Ewan McGregor, who got a star yesterday on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The two met on the set of Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. It's predicted Beetlejuice will be the number one movie again this weekend in theaters, but there are two new ones. The Killer's Game, it's an action comedy with Dave Bautista. That's up against a psychological thriller, Speak No Evil. Nikki Garcia has filed for divorce. She's also seeking legal and physical custody of their son, Mateo. In music news, Miranda Lambert's new album, Postcards from Texas, is out today. And Lainey Wilson was recently on Jimmy Fallon and said to get her career started, she'd perform literally anywhere.
I've heard stories that used to perform in a Walmart, in the aisles.
I would play anywhere that they let me play. I'm talking about nursing homes.
Yeah.
Flatbed trailers, anywhere that my parents would be like, hey, Lainey, sing that song you just wrote last week for anybody.
Is that right?
And I just do it.
That's today's entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.